Welcome to Twist for the week of October 9th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering individual and corporate excise tax legislation that was recently signed into law in Massachusetts, an update on litigation in California over the application of Public Law 86272 to activities occurring over the internet, and sales and use tax cases from Florida and Tennessee. After weeks of negotiations, the Massachusetts House and Senate agreed to a tax compromise plan that includes components of earlier tax proposals. The legislation, H-4104, was signed by Governor Healey on October 4th of this year. While many of the tax law changes are aimed at individuals, there are corporate excise tax changes in the bill as well. Specifically, effective January 1, 2025, all corporations and financial institutions will apportion net income to the Commonwealth by use of the sales factor only. The bill also revises how financial institutions source interest, dividends, net gains, and other income from investment assets and activities and trading assets and activities. In California, a superior court denied a motion for summary judgment in a case filed by the American Catalog Mailers Association, or ACMA, challenging the Franchise Tax Board's revised guidance on the application of Public Law 86272 to internet sellers. The ACMA is not an internet seller itself, but is a nonprofit that advocates for the interests of catalog, online, direct mail, and other remote sellers. The FTB raised a host of procedural objections to the summary judgment motion, but the court found none of these objections to be persuasive. However, the court denied the motion on the basis that the ACMA had not provided adequate support for its position that the FTB's examples of non-protected activities involving post-sale assistance or internet cookies contradicted Public Law 86272 on its face, such that the TAM and Publication 1050 should be invalidated. Recently, a Florida circuit court held that the taxpayer sales of electronically delivered software to an affiliate was not subject to sales tax. The Department of Revenue admitted that electronically delivered software was not taxable. However, it appeared to argue that what was actually sold was a service along with tangible personal property. The circuit court disagreed for two reasons. First, it concluded that electronically delivered software is an intangible, not a service. Second, the software at issue was not sold with tangible personal property. Finally, the Tennessee Court of Appeals upheld a Chancery Court sales tax assessment on a horse-drawn carriage company on the basis that the taxpayer was subject to taxation as a place of amusement. The taxpayer's primary argument was that because it did not have a permanent physical location, it could not be a place of amusement. The court disagreed, noting that the taxpayer's carriage rides fell within the broad range of amusement or entertainment activities encompassed under the relevant statute, because the driver controlled the location of amusement, the horse-drawn carriage. Thank you for listening to Twist this week. Stay well.